This drama contains adult language and partial nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Son of a bitch!
Yeah.
The Hard Line.
Hello, Hammer, my old friend.
Yeah.
I've made an old man noise again. The strangest sounds emit from my body. Just like the ones I make on the potty. And the smell, it will permeate your brain. My butt's in pain. So listen to the sounds of Reiner. And you might hear a random call. I don't know it all. The costly out warning. I make these sounds like I am dying. And at my age, the coughing makes me hurt. I'm old as dirt. Now listen to the sounds of Reiner. Another stammer left my lip.
I
farted, fell, and broke my hip. The sounds, they come at such a rapid pace.
What are we?
I farted once and flew to outer space. Help me, Hammer, don't tell me that you can't. I crap my pants, which adds to the sounds of a rider. Listen to the sounds of Reiner.
You know,
listen to the sounds of Reiner.
It's The Hard Line, featuring Mike Reiner.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams. Also starring Danny Paul.
I'm so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson as the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hard Line.
Two, and one.
Take that bra off for Daddy.
Stand back, burrito!
Kick it.
The Hard Line!
3:22 is the time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks. And a sporty Heidi to the remainder of America and the free world as we know it today. It is Wednesday, and we have a great show for everybody. We are emanating live today from Marine Max in Louisville, which is located at 35, right off of Valley Ridge, a little bit to the north, I guess. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
After you take the Valley Ridge exit on the way up here. I guess this is the heart of the so-called nautical mile, right?
I think it's right in the middle of it, to be honest with you. As it should be. What a great place. What a lot of neat boats and boating accessories that they have in here.
Well, in fact, you can get cars up here. You can get bicycles up here. You can get motorcycles up here. If it moves and gets you from point A to point B in one fashion or another, you can pretty much get it up here.
If it has wheels, part of the world. If it has wheels or floats.
Right. So, if you are in the market to do a little boating, then you need to come out here to Marine Max today because this is their Summer of Fun sales event. They're going to stay open an extra hour just for the little ticket tonight. It is the premier boating facility in Dallas-Fort Worth. They have great prices on water toys, coolers, life vests, electronics, and much more. And special pricing on tubes and other water sports accessories. Now, it says Connelly will have those. Is Connelly like a brand, or is that a guy here?
No, Connelly's a brand. I mean, okay. they make good water skis.
Also, you can check out the new Meridian Yachts. They're offering new pre-owned brokerage service, parts, and accessories. You can check out their fully stocked ship store. They've got it all for you up here at Marine Max today.
Including the 680 Sunsport. Would you be interested in that, Rhines?
Sure.
Right here? There it is, right there.
That's it, huh?
That's it. You'd like me to read some specs on it? The 680 Sunsport, you know how long it is? 71 feet.
Right.
Now, how would you like to pull this up to a marina and say, fill it up? Because it might take a while. You know why?
Why?
It holds 1,000 gallons.
Wow, really?
1,000 gallons.
All right, I have two questions. How long would that take, and how much is that going to run you?
Well, right now, gas at a regular gas station is what, about $1.80? You can usually add a dollar from what the regular gas pump is and what it is in a marina. Usually add a dollar. So you're saying that gas at a marina is probably around $3 a gallon. So it costs you right around $3,000 to fill it up. $3,000.
How long would it take to do that?
To fill up 1,000 gallons?
Yeah.
10 minutes? An hour? It'd take an hour to fill that up. But usually what you do is you get two pumps going at one time, because there's usually two different gas tanks on it, and you can get them all going at once. You can get two going at one time, so probably about 45 minutes. You better have some time.
They have one of those things in here?
What? One of these? No. But they have a 390 Sundancer, and that thing is 36 feet long. Let's see the fuel capacity on that. 360 Sundancer. You can fill that up pretty quick. That thing's only got 225 gallons.
That's a stop at Chevron.
So they got all those out here.
Yes.
A lot of cool little boats.
And anything that you might need to go along with it can be found out here at Marine Max as well.
Let me ask you this. See that thing up there, that little towable, the hot dog, right up here?
We've
got hanging.
Right.
When you see that, what does that remind you of?
Our big day on the lake down in Austin. That's what it reminds me of.
Remember that?
Yeah.
We got that big giant hot dog.
And we were all on it.
Me and you and Junior Miller and Coop. And then Coop fell off of it and couldn't get back on.
Right.
We were out in the middle of the lake and Coop fell off of this towable. And could not get back on. And we pulled him in, didn't we? He had to finally get in the boat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fun.
All right, here is what we're going to do on the presentation today. At 4:10, there will be e-news. At 5:10, the top 10 television theme songs of all time. At 5:50, it says we're going to do what went wrong today. And at 6:10, Grego has a proposed rule change in the great game that he wants to run by us. So stand by for all of those segments. We're going to get going with a Nelson update with Cobra. That is coming up next here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.